live now to the New Lodge area. We were talking about the bonfire, which is there beside a family centre, that bonfire to mark interment. There is a situation developing this morning. There's been a lot of public debate on the airwaves as to whether any of the authorities are going to move in and remove that bonfire. You know, because we brought this story to you yesterday after it was front page, I believe, of the Irish News. And we discussed it at length yesterday, that contractors had been threatened and that there was graffiti up on the wall saying that if the bonfire is removed, the family centre will be removed too. Our reporter, Mark Simpson, for the BBC, is on the ground at the scene. Mark, a developing situation. What can you tell us is happening? And Mark Simpson has just dropped. So what we will do is we will see if we can get him back straight away. Let's just try to get him back on his mobile phone. Let's not worry about the quality of the line. And we'll see if we can get Mark Simpson back. So to tell you what we know at this moment in time, there is a developing situation. Mark Simpson, can you hear me now?
I can, Stephen. As you say, a standoff has developed here. You talked about what's been happening here this week, earlier this week on your programme. I think things have come to a head with a very large police presence.
Okay, so what we will do, Mark has dropped off there again, so what we will do is we will go back to Mark again and we'll just bear with this very important story this morning and we'll see if we can get back to Mark again. So what we know at the moment is that our reporter Mark Simpson on the ground up there is telling us that there is a standoff. Let's try Mark again. If it breaks up, we'll try him again. Nature Live Radio. Morning to you, Mark.
Stephen, yes, there is a standoff. I've been at a lot of standoffs in Belfast. This isn't the most tense one I've been at. It is early in the morning. We have two young men on top of the bonfire refusing to come down. The bonfire's only about two stories high. They're there. They've got hoods on. They've got an Irish tricolour. They've been told to come down. They're refusing to come down. Dozens of police officers and Land Rovers in the area. As I say, all pretty calm at the moment. Sinn Féin have arrived. Sinn Féin representatives, including Carol McKillen, JJ McGee, Jerry Kelly, talking to police, but so far there's no movement. The two young men are refusing to come down from the bonfire.
So, Mark, just to go over this again, are there contractors at the scene? Is this an attempt by the authorities to remove the wood?
Good question. I don't know the answer. And as you have reflected on your programme this week, there have been threats to contractors. We don't know what the plan was, whether the contractors are waiting round the corner when the police say it's OK to come in, they will come in. We simply don't know what the police's intentions are. All we do know is they can't do anything at the moment because these two young men are refusing to come down.
And there are pictures on social media now, Mark. Maybe you can confirm if what I'm seeing on social media is what you're currently looking at, of the police in a ring around the bonfire, in other words, surrounding the bonfire. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm looking at. I've tweeted some pictures of this myself. We have to be careful because we can't show these police officers' faces. But yeah, literally 20, maybe even 30 police officers surrounding the bonfire, keeping people away. Some of them have engaged with the two young people on top, but they're not listening.
Mark, the background to this story, of course, we know about the situation of bonfires in Northern Ireland and how contentious that can be. You're describing this as a standoff. Is it a standoff, in your view, between the people surrounding the bonfire, the crowd that's there, or the two people on top of it?
I think all we can say for sure is that it's a standoff between the two people on top. We don't know what the people hanging around the bonfire would do if the police tried to physically remove these two young people. I have to say, though, Steve, it would be very hard to remove them because they are about two stories up, about 30, 40 pallets for anyone who knows bonfires. So they're going to be hard to get to. I suppose the other issue for them is they may get hungry, they may get tired, they may need to go to the toilet. So at some stage, they may want to come down.
Okay. Mark Simpson, we appreciate your time this morning. Obviously, if anything happens, I know you'll be straight back to us and we can see your report, presumably, on BBC Newsline tonight. Is that right?
Absolutely, Stephen.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. So make sure you follow BBC Newsline later today in the lunchtime bulletin and indeed tonight. This will become the big story of the day now. George in the Shankill, you were at the scene, is that right, George?
Yes, Stephen, I was there this morning. It's two kids on top of the bonfire, as Mark Mark says there, and it's their mate Sam in behind the police lines who surrounded it. And I have to say, like, there's no sign of any trouble. There's no malice towards the police or nothing. You know, it's just a standoff, and there's two guys, maybe Mark hasn't seen them. I think they're police negotiators because they're in plain clothes and behind it talking to police officers. I've seen them talking to the kids earlier. So I would say that there are two negotiators trying to get the kids down. But
well, we don't know that, do we? We don't know that.
No, I don't know. That's why I said I don't know myself. It just looks like that. But, you know, certainly them two kids aren't for moving, in my opinion.
We're in touch, our office is in touch with Sinn Féin because we know that the local representative, Gerry Kelly, is on the ground up there, presumably trying to defuse the situation. Carol McCullen is there. JJ McGee is there from Sinn Féin. So let's see if we can get a Sinn Féin representative.
There's no sign of any trouble or nothing. I have to say, Stephen, it's very, very quiet. It's just, as Mark Simpson says, it's just a standoff at the moment. So it is, and residents and the other bonfire builders just standing, milling around, looking at what's going on.
And this is, we were talking about this on the Nolan Show over recent days. This is the complexity of a situation where the police will not want to escalate any situation, and yet law and order has to prevail.
It would be hard for the police to do anything. It would be something like the Avenue one. There's only one way in and out of where the bonfire is built, Stephen. You know, and I don't know, to tell you the truth, if the residents are in support of it or not. You know, certainly it's a bit close to the centre where the writing on the wall is, and it's a bit big in my opinion, looking at bonfires in other areas. But as I say, if the residents are and the people in there want it, who am I or is anyone else to say? But I mean, at the moment, you know, certainly there's no one standing demanding that it took to be took down. The ones around it seem to be in support of it at the moment. So, I mean, as I say, there's definitely no sign of any trouble at the minute either.
Okay. George, thank you very much indeed. And clearly we'll keep you across the situation. We've also been asking the police for their response to this, and we'll see if we can bring you Sinn Féin and their view on what's happening here momentarily.